Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello. Hi, Time Queen here again from the Space Bunker Temp Services. Hello. Just letting you know that the following podcast is not real. That's all I gotta do, right? I'm not sure which button starts the show, but let's try this one.
This week on Myths and Legends, it's a story from Foonish folklore about the marriage between a shapeshifter and a wizard. We'll see why it's never a good idea to invite a hunger ghost to a social gathering, put our ears to the test with some dance floor coitus, and sit through what is possibly the most legendarily bad best man speech in the history of weddings. This is a Myths and Legends bonus episode. I Do from the Magic Tavern. This is a podcast where I tell stories from mythology and folklore. Some are incredibly popular stories you think you know, but with surprising origins. Others are stories that might be new to you, but are definitely worth a listen. So, Foonish folklore is a new thing for us. There's apparently a mythical land behind a fast food restaurant in Chicago, filled with screaming wizards and child death. That's where, I guess this past weekend, a rock was found that supposedly contains audio. The story has been circulated a lot online recently, and a listener on Twitter actually pointed this out to me. So thanks to @SpintaxTheGreen for sending me this one. I told him he could just, like, send me a Dropbox link to the audio, but as soon as I sent the tweet to him, my cat disappeared, and in his place was a first-generation Microsoft Zune, where the only track on it was what was on the rock. It's not exactly our typical fare, but it's too fascinating a tale not to dig in. To set the table for this magical wedding in a fantastical land, we have something old, a seemingly ageless wizard named Usidor, something new, a cartoonishly tall man from Earth, out of his element in this strange land, something burrowed, a sweet little badger, shapeshifter, and something too, Sidor. The story begins with three friends, boon companions, if you will, huddled together in anticipation.
Oh boy. Big day, big day, big day.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm excited.
The day is finally here. The wedding of Chunt the Shapeshifter and Usidor the whatever he is exactly.
Well, we've talked about it, actually, and I did want to let you and Usidor know. Mm-hmm. We're going to call him a Twizzard.
A Twizzard?
A Twizzard.
Yes, he isn't a wizard, but he might be a sorcerer or a mage. And if he decides to call himself a Twizzard, I've decided that is an acceptable term that I can live with.
No, yeah. There's going to be parts that are really, like, scary, parts that are really, like, beautiful and overwhelming.
Scary parts, like vampires or something?
No, you know what? You're right. Now that I've come here to a magical land where there are, like, real monsters, mm-hmm. I suppose my scale of what classifies as scary is really needs some adjusting. So I don't think you're going to be scared. I think, look, it's going to be good.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the, look, on my world, this is the part of the wedding where the people in the wedding party are hanging out beforehand and they're just like
getting pumped.
They're just getting pumped. Getting ready, and it's going to be great. You look good in your...
Ooh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you look good in your little...
Describe my outfit.
Well, it's a pink tux, which mm-hmm. I thought you were joking about, but nope. You were serious, and it actually looks really good.
It looks excellent.
One time in your sleep, Arnie, I heard you... This is like 2 years ago. I heard you mutter while you were dreaming, pretty in pink. So ever since that day, I thought if I ever got married, I'm going to wear pink.
Yeah.
To honor you, Arnie.
Yeah.
Thank you for being my best man. Usidor, thank you for officiating.
It's my pleasure. I greatly look forward to the forthcoming ceremony.
And also, I'm excited because Usidor, the advantage of Usidor being, you know, the creation of magical runoff is that he has no parents, so no in-laws.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, it's a win for you, mm-hmm. except for the fact that he does also have a wife. So that's...
Yeah,
that's,
but that's, you know... Yeah.
Well, that's to be expected, isn't it?
Arnie, does the day go fast? Does it go slow?
It goes by so fast. So let's just enjoy this moment together.
Did Sarah have a wife when you got married?
No, no. I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen on my world. No, we had a pretty standard, her not having a wife.
You had a pretty standard. So you did you hear yourself?
What's that?
You said you had a pretty standard?
I have. We had a pretty standard wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Just like right out of a box.
I mean, look, we didn't have like a traditional.
Paint by number wedding.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Ooh, what number wedding? Was it your first wedding?
It was, and my last.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll find someone new.
No, I'm still married. Look, this isn't about me. This is about you.
That's right.
And this is the thing I want to make clear. A wedding, a lot can happen, and there can be a lot of drama, and there can be a lot of people asking you for things.
Mm-hmm.
So let Usador and I be here for you today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be here for you, and we're just going to support you on your special day.
Oh, and I, as a thank you, for you two being involved, Arnie, again, for you being my best man, Usador, for you officiating, I want to give you these little gifts, okay? These are just my gifts to you as a thank you for participating. They're golden frogs.
Oh, so beautiful.
I haven't opened it yet, but thank you. Should I open
it? Oh, you don't? No. It's a frog. Don't open up a frog.
Oh.
That's dissecting.
This is a live frog?
Yes, it's a golden frog. It's a magical creature, and what it does is if you're ever concerned or worried or having a bad day, it'll sing you a song and lift your spirits.
I was going to put it under my hat, and then I realized there's already a bar mitzvah happening in my hat today.
Yeah.
I am so sorry about that.
No. Things get double booked, so the tavern is fine. Thank you for putting up. Thank you for magicking some decorations. It looks beautiful.
Pleasure.
And I'm excited to get married at this very table.
Yeah.
Is it weird that we're... Oh, Dad, come on in.
Yeah, hello. How's everyone doing?
Poppy, my daddy.
Good.
I just wanted to come in and say the horse lot is getting full, so people aren't 100% sure where they should park their horses.
Oh, damn it.
Is there a second
place? Are there any horses blocking other horses?
Yes. Fear not. I shall go to the horse lot, and I shall shrink these horses down until they all fit inside of my golden frog.
Yeah, Chunt. Don't worry about it. Usador and I have it. He's going to shrink the horses down. You don't need to worry. You just got to enjoy your special day.
Tell people that there'll be extra room for horses.
Yes, tell them I'll be out forthwith.
I wouldn't put those in the frog. Again, I don't know how to say this. It's a magical frog. Don't open it. Don't put stuff inside of it.
Everyone, hold your horses.
I feel like my dad's been waiting to say that.
Soon. Hold your horses, everyone.
Well, Trent, are you ready to get out there and greet some of the guests?
I just want to stay back here for a little bit longer, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. Take your time.
Oh, wow. Come on in.
Hi.
Hey, Tanakin.
Hey, Chet. Sorry to disturb the wedding boy.
Oh, no. Just getting my bearings.
I have a little giftie for you.
Ooh.
It's a bouquet of cooked noodles.
Ooh. Crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
You made it?
Yeah, I made it for you.
Wow.
So you'll carry it?
Okay. I'll put it down. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Is that a new tattoo?
Yep.
Aw.
Yeah, that's my butt.
You got a tattoo of your butt on your neck.
I did.
Aw.
Do you like it?
Thank you.
What did you get tattooed on your butt?
My neck.
Makes sense.
Whatever end you're at, it's sort of like a preview for the other end.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the tattoos here. You have your neck, your back, that's all of them.
Yep. There's a little bit more room on my butt, so I'm taking suggestions if you have some other ideas. I was thinking maybe my nose?
Well, then also if somebody says, I've got your nose, yeah, go for nose.
Are you trying to tattoo like an upside down version of yourself on yourself so you can trick people?
I didn't think of that, but I like it.
Yeah, you know how sometimes people like turn their head upside down and their chin is like the top of their head and their mouth is frowny?
I'd like it so that if I were doing a barrel roll in the sky, somebody could see me at every angle.
That should be, you should start a podcast called Tanakin from All Angles.
Yeah, especially from my butt.
Okay. All right, well.
Okay, good luck, wedding boy.
Thank you. I like that, wedding boy.
Yeah, hey, Chun, do you mind me asking, why did you invite evil Tanakin to the wedding?
Some people couldn't make it, and I loved regular Tanakin.
She's adorable. And honestly, I'll say this, Evil Tanakin, kind of adorable too. Just, you know, evil.
Yeah. And also more weird than evil.
Yeah.
Like cooked noodles. It's just kind of weird.
You're mostly harmless, except for those times when she bares her razor sharp teeth and starts killing things.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
Yeah.
It's
Where's
also.
Where's my chunty?
Mommy, my mommy.
Oh, hello.
Aww,
oh, gentlemen. Oh, you all look so fabulous.
Thank you. Mommy, like my pink tux?
I love it. And I brought you something.
Mm.
I brought you a handkerchief that I was given at my wedding.
Oh.
Oh.
And I'd like you to have it.
It's so yellowed.
Yes. Well, I left it in the field for a while. It's been peed on.
I thought it was from age.
No, no, it's from pee, but that's good luck.
That's pee yellow.
Yes.
Yellow.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
And you look so handsome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You look beautiful in your...
Oh!
Arnie?
Thank you. I wove this myself, and it's white. I didn't think you'd mind.
I don't mind the white. Yes. I do mind that I can see your areolas.
Oh, Chutty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody will notice...
You don't think anybody will notice my mom's areolas?
Well, she's a terrifying manticore, but very charming. And I think they'll be mostly distracted by, you know, the bat wings and the lion's mane. And
yes,
the...
I can pull my hair down. I'll pull my hair down and cover my areolas.
Thank you, Mommy.
That's
You're
nice.
Welcome. Chun, may I ask, and I'm so sorry, I am from another world. Are there color rules in weddings in Foon, like what you can and can't wear?
There's a few color rules. If you're at a wedding and you're dead, you shouldn't wear black.
Mm.
If you are if not approving of the wedding, you shouldn't attend.
Okay.
What else? You
so, that's, so that's sort of clear
mm-hmm.
is the color you'd be wearing then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're wearing pink. You're pretty in pink.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I definitely didn't want to wear clear. Hey, is your father around?
He was in here earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm supposed to be shrinking horses right now.
I'll go out there with you. Escort me out, Isidore.
Here.
He shrinks horses, doesn't he?
Excuse us.
John, is yeah. that a little... I shouldn't even be bringing this up, because these aren't the kind of things that you should be thinking about.
I know what you're going to say. And listen, it's fine that you're wearing jeans and a pink polo. It's fine. You do you.
That's not what I was going to...
If you want to phone it in, that's fine.
I washed parts of this.
Okay.
I think I look pretty good.
Yeah, you do. You look... You're very handsome.
Thank you.
Is that what you're going to
say? I don't want to make it about... I don't know what I make today.
Okay, yeah.
Are you worried about your parents? Because obviously your father died at his wedding to your mm-hmm. mother.
Yeah. Choked to death on the dance floor.
Yeah, and became mm-hmm. a hunger ghost. It's got to be kind of weird for them and maybe everybody that they're at a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, it's always in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I am my father's son. But yeah.
I'm sorry. It's probably not a good idea for me to come up
to bring up me dying at my wedding night.
No. I don't think you're going to. It's probably never good just to be like, ugh, weird stuff about your family, right?
Oh.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah, hey, Dad.
Who's the person who has an asshole on their neck?
Who's the person? Is this a joke? Is this a setup to a joke?
No, there's someone literally out there who tattooed an asshole on.
Oh, that's Tanakin. Yeah, okay. Flying pig.
Okay,
that's Tanakin.
Okay, I saw she had noodles, and I am starving.
Hmm. Yeah. Here, eat this bouquet.
So, okay, I was just making sure he wasn't talking about Groth the Flute Man.
About who?
Groth the Flute Man, who does have a literal asshole on his neck, and he whistles when he talks.
I know who that is.
Groth, yeah.
Yeah, we were in a tingle recovery class together. Yeah.
He's like a walking Jethro Tull, that guy.
Oh?
Yes. Earth people, maybe? I don't even know if I'm doing that one right.
Hey, and that's if that was who you wanted to bring as your plus one, that's who you wanted to bring as your plus one.
Groth and I just get each other.
Everybody gets plus one.
All right, I'm going to go outside and sit on the park bench.
Okay, Dan, I love you.
Okay.
Excuse me. Oh, this isn't the kitchen.
Oh. Hello, Baron.
Hey, oh. Baron.
Hello, Chunt. Hello, Arnie.
Hi.
I was just looking for the kitchen. You're out of rainbow bowls, and your guests are getting antsy.
Oh, I would. Maybe you can get behind the bar yourself and
so you
mix
guys,
some... What's up?
So you guys, this is where you're preparing, in this room here?
Yeah.
And there
yeah,
are no this other is, exits, just yeah, this window?
Yeah, this is just like a wedding party only room, uh-huh. maybe for family, and I guess apparently assorted evil people can just walk in at any time.
I was just looking for the kitchen, but this is not a very well defensible position that you're choosing to
prepare. Oh, no. If there was a fire or something, we'd be fucked.
Yeah, no. And this wall particularly. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, I'll go behind the bar. I'll make my own.
Thanks for coming. I'm glad you're here, Baron.
Yeah, me too.
Why did you invite the Baron?
I had some more invites left. I'd rather have a party and a wedding full of hearts and people and good vibes than just have, like, you know, five or six people.
Hey, baby, you getting ready back here?
Pizza skull.
he just barfed pepperoni all over the place.
So long. I'll see you later, man. Bye.
It's a little pep puke.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. You want to share this with people.
Can I be honest with you? It's so fucking weird to see a slice of pizza with a cummerbund.
It is.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Arnie, I did want to let you know one thing. Mm-hmm. Just so you're not thrown, you might want to sit down.
Okay. Thank God.
The ring bearer is going to be Drew.
The dead kid?
No, he's alive.
Drew's dead, I think.
No, that'd be an awkward ring bearer.
Yeah. I don't know. According to my memory, he's dead forever.
Well, let's just see if he shows up.
Okay. Well, hey, it's your special day.
Boy. Okay, shall we,
Do you need anything? Seriously, is there anything I can do for you while still staying in this chair?
Just be my best friend.
Yeah, man. I'm here for you, buddy. Thank you. I'm so honored to be your best man.
I'm honored to have you.
Of course. Thank you for not making me be an usher. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, no. That's like, I mean, that's bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are your ushers?
I don't even know.
You don't? That's okay.
Yeah.
People might be sitting anywhere.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think maybe Activia is one.
Activia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because it's her tavern, right?
Yeah.
Or do we own it now? Is she still here?
Don't worry about it. Look.
Oh, it's just so much to keep straight, and I just want to relax and think about my wedding.
John, on your wedding day, let me give you the gift of not having to worry about continuity.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's the best gift you could ever give me.
Let Usador and I worry about continuity.
It's been so hard. So many people coming in and out of here, and they're like, what different animals have you been? And I'm like, I can't remember what I've said. Like,
don't worry about it today.
I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to break kayfabe.
I shrunk all the horses down, but they ate each other and turned into one giant horse.
Can you just hold that for me? Hey, Chunt, Dusador, congratulations. I bought a bunch of these off-brand resonance stones at the Ruffled Feather, and I'm going to have wedding guests pass them around and record messages to you two that you can listen to in the future and remember your wedding. The sentient cloud of smoke that I bought them from said that they work automatically. So some of these well wishes will just automatically insert themselves into the audio recording of your ceremony. So nothing has to be edited. It all just happens by magic and not the hard work of any hypothetical editor. Anyway, folks can pass these around and go ahead and record some messages. Here, take it. Go ahead.
Greetings, Chunt. It is us, the two remaining Blue Tigers.
Azur and Cerulean, here to wish you a merry, merry wedding.
A merry, merry wedding.
A merry, merry wedding to you. Keep this one alive, for God's sake.
Please.
Miss Crust.
Usador, don't have to call me Miss Crust. Remember, you called me Lady Crust last time we were out together at the book club.
Yes, we had a delightful time reading that book together.
I can't believe we haven't spoken since then. Just asked me to come. I showed up, but I was nervous you had changed your mind.
Oh, no, certainly not. But you must excuse me for a moment. I'm about to begin the ceremony, but promise me this. When the ceremony is over, that you'll still save a dance for me?
Usador, I said two dances.
We're wonderful.
Usador, it looks like you're crying.
I'm very emotional at events like this, and I just wanted to say to you, today is a celebration of love, and we must all be open to love.
I don't know what to say. I'm open to love. I love many things. For instance, my favorite thing to do is to walk into a corner of a room and close my eyes and just pretend like I am nothing.
Oh, does that make you feel good?
Yes. Yes, it's like, I work with materials all day long.
Yes.
And sometimes my hands start to bleed and crust over, and that's why, you know, my last name is Crust.
Oh.
But, anyway, so sometimes I get very tired and exhausted and burnt out, and if I just stand in the corner of a room and think that I'm nothing, then I feel free for a moment. And I love that.
It's a form of meditation in a way.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Usador. Hey, Gurm.
Hey,
sorry.
Hello, Arnie.
Oh, hey, you got a lot of blood on your hand. Are you doing okay?
Yes, it's crusting over now. Look, it'll do it in seconds flat.
Okay, well, I would love to stand here and watch blood dry on your hands, but
it looks like little designs once it's done.
It looks great. Hey, Usador, I know we were getting ready to start the ceremony, but I just found out as far as we know, there are no ushers. So I don't know if that's like a thing I should solve or...
Oh, I asked Wheelbear and Cockroach Clown to do that.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. That should be fine. I mean, so half of our guests will be terrified and the other half will probably have shit on them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Are those the little fellows whose makeup I was doing outside?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I put some drugs in their makeup, so they're going to be a little bit loopy.
Why would you do that?
Oh.
It's a wedding.
It's a wedding. It's for fun.
If you have horse 24/7, you're blocking the entrance.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry. I must go. I must begin the ceremony.
We were just getting somewhere.
24/7.
I know, but duty calls. I shall be back forthwith.
Hey, Tanakin, I know you're evil, and you probably aren't invested in helping, but can you check up on the ushers and make sure that they're helping people find their seats?
Sure. Oh, you mean those people who were helping people find their seats?
Yeah.
I ate them. It's just little bites.
Oh, my God. I am...
Now you're on drugs.
You ate Cockroach Clown. I'm going to be honest about that. I probably not good that you ate Wheelbear, but okay.
Hi, everyone. I feel like our spirits are moving us to start this ceremony. So shall I help people take their seats?
Oh.
I'm happy to help usher.
Oh, yeah? Thank you.
Yeah?
Thank you, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Everyone follow. If you don't have a seat, see the terrifying monster with the scorpion tail.
Yes, sit wherever your spirit tells you should sit.
I love your tail. It's so spiky. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, thank you.
Could I touch it? Is that rude?
Oh, no, please do. If you'd like later, I can tell your fortune with it.
Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch.
Hey, Arnie, can I get the ring?
I don't know who you are.
Hey, it's me! Drew!
What's this?
My name's Drew?
I don't know.
We've met a dozen times.
I feel like I'm hearing the wind.
Ba-ba-da-boo. Can I get my, can I get that ring?
What's this?
Can I get the ring? Chun said that you have the ring.
Oh, gosh, I vaguely remember that. I'm supposed to have that.
With this ring, I'll get wed.
Okay. Oh, good lord. All right, no need to worry. All right, I'll find some.
Okay.
This is Cabaron Valentin here, and oh my goodness, I am so excited, your friend Cabaron Valentin. I cannot stand it right now. I am so happy. There's so many things you are embarking on this journey, and I have eons of wisdom to give you, and if I could cut down my trunk and give it to you, I will, but I will refuse. Just remember, things will get hard. Winter will be long, but every winter there's a spring. Find things you hate about the person, and say to yourself, I like this now. And you will have a perfect marriage. I hope to find love as real as you two have. And if I don't, I love you. You are my two children. Not literally, but for real. Congratulations.
Okay, this is flowers. This is my time now. There is so much I can tell you. So much I can say. I remain a power, a pleasure, a pain, baby. You like a piece of shit, I could fucking die. Do you know that when it snows, I get really cold? That's science, you know what I mean. Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on this day. Ooh, the more I get of you, I hate how it feels, yeah. And now that my rose is in bloom, fuck everyone in this room. Hey, la da 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 da.
Quick question. Is DQ here? Where is my DQ, Matt? Where he go? He's hiding from me, but we do this thing at weddings where we act like we don't know each other. And I go, hey, stranger. And then he acts like he doesn't know me back. We call it role playing. So if you find him, he's my ride.
Tanakin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was looking around, and I've noticed the mezzanine would be a fine place for a crossbow.
Yes.
To be placed.
Yes.
Or, you know, anyone who could hurl fireballs.
Yes, or toxic eggs.
Ooh, did you bring any?
I brought a dozen.
All right. I think those are his parents over there.
Okay.
I think we should try and sit near them.
Yeah, can I sit in your lap? I'm cold.
Yes, although my date has a tendency to suck the warmth out of the room, so I'm not sure that'll help. Have you met Mimsy? She's a wraith from the Nightmare Realms.
Oh, hello.
That point means hello. She doesn't speak.
Oh, well, I'll point back with my tongue.
Oh. Yes, she likes you.
Thank you, everyone, for sitting down. The ceremony is about to begin.
And, hey, Yusor is in charge, but I just want to say, if anyone here has a wedding ring, see me. I'll be over there.
Shut up and sit down.
It's okay.
Shut up.
I'm on top
Shut
of
up.
It.
Sit down.
Chunty, are you ready for me to walk you down the aisle?
I'm ready, Mommy. Thank you.
You're welcome. You
Eleanor,
look so handsome.
You're looking well.
Oh.
Dad, can you,
hello,
get,
Hugo.
Can you get back there with Tusidor?
I just wanted to come say hello.
I see you're wearing navy, which is close to black, what dead people shouldn't wear at weddings.
Well, yes. So. I was nervous this morning, and I took some tingle, and my eyes went back into my head, and so I didn't know what color I put on. This reminds me a lot of our wedding day.
Mom, your areolas?
I'll cover them.
Oh, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Well, I think we need to get down the aisle.
Yep, let's get down the aisle. Okay.
Love
Just take my arm here.
Filling this tavern.
All right, Mom.
And I'm so happy and proud of you, baby.
Thank you, Mom. I'm so happy, and I love you, and I'm happy that you're here with me.
Me
Chunt,
too.
I just want to tell you what my father told me on my wedding day.
What's up?
Just want to tell you what my father told me on my wedding day.
Dad, the three of us should not be walking down the aisle together.
I'm going to go back in a second.
What do you want to tell me?
Didn't your father tell you not to marry me?
Is that true?
No.
Well,
but maybe. Yes, it's kind of true.
What were you going to say?
Just, you know, watch out for that last arrow.
Watch out for that last arrow.
Oh, well, that's good advice, Hugo.
Yeah, is that
How
like
lovely.
A metaphor or something?
No, it's because it killed me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll go back with Tusidor.
Okay. Love you.
Oh, here we are, halfway down the aisle.
That's a long aisle. I can't believe we started outside. We should have started from that back room.
I'm waiting in the back with Tusidor.
We started where we were meant to start.
Yeah, and I'm sorry this is a last-minute change. I know you were in your seats, and I'm sorry that we had to finagle that.
I love it.
I just didn't want to walk down the aisle by myself, you know, so
no,
I thought,
of course.
You know, just grab my mummy.
Here we are. Oh, I'm giving you away.
Oh, we're 3/4 of the way down the aisle.
Okay. Right, oh, quit talking. He's coming by. He'll hear us.
Oh, okay. Oops. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi. Danikin, hi.
Hi.
Again, so glad you could be here.
Hey, wedding boy. Where's your bouquet?
Where's my what?
Your bouquet.
Your poison bouquet.
Oh, the noodles? I think my dad ate them.
What lovely art you have on your body.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. That's my butthole.
Ooh. If you ever want to come to my pride, please, on the other side of the mountains, we could all cover our bodies in your art.
Yeah, tattooed butt.
Yeah.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Love tat ass. All right. We're going to keep walking now.
All right.
4/5 of
Here
the way
we go.
Down the aisle.
All right, Tusidor, I've walked you down.
Yeah, thank you again, Mr. Ghost.
Yes, thank you.
And I just want to say that I love your son, and I'm going to do everything I can to take care of him and protect him.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
Did you want to take my arm in your arm?
I try. I would do it, but your arm would go right through my...
Oh, right, right. I just want to make sure that it was that, nothing else.
Yes. No, that's it.
Can I call you Dad?
When the ceremony's over. Okay. You have to make it official first.
That makes sense.
Everyone remember, it's custom as Dusidor walks down the aisle to jump down onto the ground face first.
Oh, there goes the jumping.
Oh, this is so many memories coming back to my wedding and when it was a simpler time.
Yeah.
Dusidor, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. And
here's a pamphlet on the Dark Lord. I think there's a lot of good information in this.
I'll grab that from you later. Thank you, though.
All right.
Also, this is just crayon. Did you draw this?
What?
Did you draw this?
That's preposterous. I can't hold an object in my hand.
I saw you eat a thing of noodles.
Okay. Maybe I wrote it with the poison that was in the noodles.
Whoops. Oh, my teats are leaking on the aisle. I am so sorry.
It's all right. I'll help. Go ahead, Tusador. I'll help clean this up. I am famished.
All right.
Oh, hey, Usador! Sorry to interrupt as you're walking down the aisle.
What'd you call me?
Usador?
Oh.
Hey, just don't mind me. Do you know where the rings are?
Of course. It first was on your person, and then Drew would have grabbed it from you, so now Drew has it.
Okay, so they're nowhere. All right, thanks. All right.
Whoops, all that jumping, my dress fell off. Oh, well, it was meant to be, I suppose.
Wow. Teats in the aisle, areolas abound. It's a true wedding.
Everyone, please stand and return to your seats. Thank you for taking the faceplant when Tusador came down the aisle. All ye who be gathered here today for this joyous event, prepare thine selves to bear witness to love. Here, under the wrathful eyes of Fu, U, and Un, a celebration of love is about to begin. Chunt and Tusador are about to embark on a matrimonial quest together. Two boon companions, battling all challenges presented to them in this life, rising together like the phoenix from the ashes of airy battle, even stronger than before. As a fellowship and a romantic couple, they shall vanquish any foe that doth appear before or betwixt them. Marriage is a contract not to be entered into lightly, nor is it a contract that should be signed in blood, only in ink. Nor is it a contract that should involve the exchange of livestock. Nor is it a contract wherein the party of the first part, herein referred to as Chunt, nor the party of the second part, herein to referred to as Tusador, should be required by law or by institution to insist that one or the other be made to give back rubs. Back rubs should flow freely and not be demarcated by a formal written agreement. Nor is marriage a contract that should be entered into by a single person. That is ludicrous. Nor is it a contract that requires a remittance of funds by the 16th of every month, lest thine home be repossessed. It is none of these things. Now, there are many more things that a marriage contract should not be, but in the interest of time, I shall list them all now. It should not be an agreement to create music for a live theatrical experience. It should not involve hush money to advance your political career. It should not seek remuneration for the following acts of physical labor: construction, sculpting, building furniture, mining for minerals and gems.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Usador?
Yeah?
Sorry, sorry,
Sweet, benevolent goddesses, though thou art capable of destroying us all with but a single thought, we humbly ask that you spare us for a moment longer, since this union proves that we can be more than our base selves. Though we are unworthy of the mortal lives you have so generously gifted us, and though we should be destroyed by your vengeful heat vision, we ask that you instead bless this joining, for today two become one. One that honors you and begs your forgiveness for the brazen insult that is our continued existence. Please face one another and hold hands, paws, or claws. Look one another in the eyes deeply and with great passion. Release thine hands, paws, or claws, and turn toward those bearing witness today. Turn to thine left. Turn to thine right. Now turn to thine partner and take a bow. Grab thine partner by the arm. Turn two times and do-si-do. Take a deep knee plunge and there you go. Swing thine partner over thy head. Remember now, together till you're dead. Now the dance of the square has concluded. The couple shall exchange vows. Chunt. Do you take Tussidor to be your lawfully wedded spouse? To love, honor, and cherish, in sickness and health, forsaking most others, for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Tussidor. Do you take Chunt to be your lawfully wedded spouse? To love, honor, and cherish, in sickness and health, forsaking most others, excluding, of course, those to whom you are already married, for as long as you both shall live?
I too. Chunt, I just want to let you know that even though you've been many things to many people, you've taken many forms, to me you will always just be one form, my true love. To me, you are perfect. Enough now. Enough.
Tussidor, you are the love of my life. You are everything I wanted. You are everything I will ever want. And even though I am a shapeshifter, I'm your shapeshifter. So as we continue down this path together, I may take different forms. I don't know what's going to happen when we boink, but it's going to be a journey we take together. No matter what I turn into, I'll be yours. And I want you to know that. I love you.
May we have the papier-mâché volcano. I do hereby pour this vinegar into this papier-mâché volcano. Watch as a magical reaction doth take place. A river of lava appears, representing the gruesome, cruel, and ne'er-ending drudgery of life. Together, take the ring, representing your willingness to face the most insurmountable of odds, and throw it into the volcano. Now, cast the ring inside of the volcano back from whence it came. For you see, I bought all of these supplies at Castamere's Potions Emporium down on Trungle Lane. That's from whence it came. All the best potion ingredients for your potion making now at Castamere's.
Arnie, did we get a sponsor for the wedding?
I think he's getting side sponsors.
Thanks again to Castamere's for sponsoring this ceremony and this marriage. Now, may we have the rings to wear upon the groom's fingers?
I don't have Arnie?
Oh, Drew. Drew!
What did I do?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry, but apparently Drew, who honestly I thought was dead, must have lost the rings. It's okay. I think we can all agree that if we're all really very loving and supportive, that they can get through this without the rings that Drew definitely lost.
Fuck, did I lose the rings?
Drew, why don't you reach into your pocket?
I'm good.
No, why don't you reach into your pocket?
These pants don't have pockets.
What about your jacket?
No. This is just a single sheet of cloth just wrapped around me real tight.
Eleanor, don't you still have your ring that I gave you?
Yes, I do. I also have a tail covered in turquoise bracelets. Darling, would you like one of my bracelets? Or the ring your father gave me?
We definitely need two wearing rings, yes.
Oh, yes.
I see them. Are they around your nipples, ma'am?
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead. There you go.
Now, these two rings represent something different than before. They represent your love, because your love is round, like a ring.
Or an areola.
Tussidor, place your ring upon Chunt's finger and repeat after me. I am putting a ring upon thine hand.
I am putting a nipple ring upon thine hand.
It is yours now.
It is yours now.
It is a symbol of my pledge.
It is a symbol of my pledge.
My pledge to thee to always love and care for thee.
My pledge to thee is always to love and care for thee.
There are some practical times that you will want to take the ring off.
There are some practical times you'll want to take the nipple ring off.
That is fine.
That's fine.
Just don't lose it, please.
Just don't lose it, please, like Drew.
It cost a fortune.
It cost a fortune.
Chunt. Place your ring upon Tussidor's finger and repeat after me.
Okay.
I am putting a ring upon thine hand.
I am putting a nipple ring upon thine hand.
It is yours now.
It is yours now.
It is a symbol of my pledge.
It is a symbol of my pledge.
If it doesn't fit just right.
If it doesn't fit just right.
We can get it resized.
We can get it resized.
After all. It's just a ring.
It's just a ring.
Excuse me, Germ.
Yes?
This is my first wedding.
Uh-huh.
in this world.
Oh, yes. Oh.
How long do these things go on, usually?
Oh, well, it depends on the father of the chunt, honestly. Oh. But,
hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
Knock, knock.
I think this one will be pretty long. You should... Do you have any juice with you?
Juice?
Yes, you should be drinking juice.
Oh, I'll go get some red potion.
Arnie, yes. Buddy.
Yeah?
I'm trying to do my interpretive dance.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, this is an important part. You shouldn't leave during this.
Okay.
Just drink with that pig laid down.
Oh, don't slip on the milk. Don't. Oh, Chunt is slipping.
As the interpretive dance doth conclude, allow me a moment to wish thee both much love and happiness in your years together. Your journey ahead will teach you much, and there will be hard times, but if you remember to laugh when times are hard, if you remember to help when the other is down, if you remember to give more than you receive, then life's journey will always be a joyous one. The journey will take you places that you ne'er expected to go. But if you are open and loving, you will always be where you belong.
Baron, are you okay, bud?
Sorry.
And if you are open to where the journey may take thee, or any of thee here today, might I suggest joining mine quest to defeat the Dark Lord and return peace to this land? All we need are 15 to 25 brave adventurers willing to sacrifice everything to show... but I digress. By the power vested in me, by a conspiracy of birds and rain and fire and frogs and squirrels and the very goddesses themselves, I now pronounce you to be united in matrimony. You may kiss and fornicate at your own discretion, for it is not mine place to decide these things for thee. Creatures and beings of all sizes, shapes, and self-identification, I am proud to present unto thee the couple of the hour, Chunt and Tussador.
Yay.
Oh, yay, my chunty baby.
Oh, enjoy yourselves while you can.
They're both drooling so beautifully.
We should get the buffet started.
Let's get on the dance floor and fuck.
Everyone, the reception will be happening right here in the tavern in about 15 minutes. Just give the grooms a moment to recollect themselves.
15 minutes? That's like a week.
No, it's nothing like a week. It's only 15 minutes.
Baron, are you doing all right? I saw you crying quite a bit during the ceremony.
No, I just thought of... I was thinking of my own wife, which is awkward, because I brought a date.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, I was tearing up, too, because I was thinking about my wife on Earth, who I miss very much.
Now, remind me, was your wife thrown into a river of lava?
No.
Oh, someone did that to my wife.
Yeah, someone did.
Oh. Do you recall who that was, Arnie?
Well, it wasn't me.
Was it a friend of yours?
But let's not worry about continuity on this special of a day.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hey, Arnie, buddy. Thank you for everything. That could not have gone better. Well, it could have gone better if I didn't have to put my mom's nipple rings on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So, I mean, it could have gotten better to some degree, but no worries.
Yeah.
It feels so good. And thank you for not making me worry about continuity. You know, as a, 10,000-year-old being, it's so great to never have to worry about that.
Yeah, no, that's not older than the whole world, but that's,
Excuse me?
Then nothing.
Thank you, buddy.
Chunt? Oh, excuse me. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, hey, Germ.
Yes. Oh, I wanted
you
to...
You got blood all over your hands.
Yes. Oh, this was actually special for the occasion. I wanted to hand you these two rings. I stole them for the ceremony.
Oh, we could have used those a little bit ago.
Right, I know. Yeah. But as is custom in a Foon wedding, something must be stolen.
Oh, yes.
So I stole the rings. But here you are now, and I hope that you can put them in whatever orifices you desire.
Oh, thank you, yes. Germ. Thank you.
You're welcome. And take it as my wedding present.
I will. Oh, thank you so much. Germ, can I tell you one thing before I have to get into the reception area and fuck my husband?
Oh, please.
Hey, it's a wedding. You know, people are looking to hook up, looking to have fun, looking for love.
Oh,
my friend. Frisky. My friend adores you.
What friend?
Arnie.
Arnie, standing right here, Arnie.
Arnie, don't you like Gurm?
What's this? I was thinking about something else. What's going on?
Arnie, were you looking at me longingly?
Arnie, I'm trying to help you out.
What? Oh, what? No. Oh, no. I'm married. I am married, but not in the Tussidor married and I will marry another person way. But you seem great.
Well, now that I've been suddenly, strangely rejected in this moment where I didn't even know what I wanted, now I'm starting to feel like I need a rebound.
Oh, there you go. Gurm, you know what? I have a friend who cares about you deeply and won't stop talking about
you.
Honey, I just got married.
No, it's not me. It's Gorth the flute man. He will not. He's very handsome. He does have an anus in his neck.
I know who Gorth is. Gorth took me out on a date one time.
Uh-oh, details.
Dish. Well,
there was a disco ball involved, and it fell directly on my head. And it broke. All of the pieces went into my eyeballs. My face was cut.
Were you looking up when it fell?
Yes, because Gorth said, Gurm, I want you to look up. And I did. I will never trust that being.
Arnie, I mean, bad move.
I'm so sorry.
As someone from Venus, that was a shitty move.
No, I'm from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you told me I didn't have to worry about...
Oh, continuity, that's right.
What about Usidor? What's happening?
Usidor the giant dog? Well, I'm going to get into the reception. You all take care.
Singing Sword here. I am just so inspired by this whole wedding. You know, usually I only sing at battles and war, but I want to sing a song for you two. Who wants me to sing? What should I sing about? Somebody shout something out.
Wizard!
Oh, well. You might think that marriage is sad. You might think that marriage is tragic. But what you don't know, my dear, is marriage can be magic. Oh, you walk in the snow, and you're obscured by the blizzard, and you say, oh, I will never find my perfect soulmate, my wizard. Life can be so difficult. Oh, life can be so hard. But you will find your wizard just like a sword finds her scabbard. That's the way we pronounce it.
Now to Bonaire!
Excuse me, are there any seats available here at this table?
Oh, yes, yes, I was...
Welcome, you're the parents of Chunt, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Shanglebirth Ragoon, Baron of the Shrike Valley,
ooh,
and Servant of the Dark Lord.
All right.
I always enjoy meeting a handsome man.
Thank you.
Can I call you Greg? It seemed like a lot to remember.
I will be, less formal than necessary, since you're the father of the groom, but Shanglebirth is my first name.
You got it, Greg.
Okay. And this is my date, Mimsy, from the Nightmare Moors. And, that's her way of saying hello.
Oh,
very good.
That's and, nice.
Hello, and me too.
Oh, yes. Hello, the tattooed one.
Yes.
We must talk later.
Yes. Do you mind if I sit here in somebody's lap?
Sure,
okay.
Yes. Not in mine, because you'll fall through onto the chair.
Oh, well, maybe that's a good arrangement.
So how do you know Chunt and Tussidor?
We go way back, don't we?
Yes, I believe we have tried to kill them on more than one occasion.
Oh, my.
Oh, is this butter?
That's not in the spirit of...
Well, I mean...
all things love.
I will say, though, after we seized control of this town a while back, Chunt immediately switched sides and was a very loyal guard. And the crimes he committed, you must be very proud.
That's my Chunty.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here I am talking about continuity on a wedding.
Hey, everybody, we're going to get started in just a minute with the reception. I do want to let you know there is a resonance stone set up on the table. If anybody wants to share any messages, any sort of wedding well wishes or anything like that. So that's there on the table, and we're going to get started real shortly.
Oh, Chunt, that reminds me. This scream mail came for you.
Ooh, a scream mail? Let me open it.
Hello, it is us, the Freshgrave Twins.
You know us, you fear us, you love us.
Snaken and Schnanessa. We have sent this, a tiny envelope that screams at you when you open it.
To say, happy wedding, but also, marriage is gross.
Any two people getting along with each other for forever? Impossible.
It cannot be done, except for who is this for? Chunt and Tussidor? Oh, you guys are adorable.
You're going to make it work. We believe in you.
Just like we believe in ourselves.
We're the best.
Ting 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 ting
ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting My best friend of 37 years. Has it been that long? That's crazy. Standing at 5'1", my best friend, Arnie Niekamp.
Oh, hey. Aww. Hey. Hey, everybody. I'm Arnie. I'm Chunt's friend. I'm from another world, in case I haven't met you before. Oh, boy. I probably should have prepared more of a speech for this. Not really good at winging it. But here we go. Marriage. You know, what is it? It's a thing between people. And it's good. It's good. It can be difficult, but it's worth it. And, why did I not write anything? Okay, just talk off the dome. You know, Chunt is my best friend.
Arnie, wait, come here.
What's that, Usador?
You're floundering a bit.
No, I think people are into it.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Part of me thinks we should, send the signal now, but on the other hand, this is torture for the assembled.
It's true.
Eleanor,
let's
between.
Just watch him squirm.
No, yeah. Hugo, I don't want to hear about the Dark Lord.
No, I just. Okay. But also, between you and me, this Arnie sounds like a real idiot.
I'm feeling so sad all of a sudden because Arnie rejected me. Oh, maybe I should go stand in this corner and become nothing.
I would be dead if it weren't for Chunt, like on many occasions. And I hope I can return the favor and save his life as many times as he's saved mine and be there for him. I mean, you know, I guess sometimes you should give anecdotes or something in these speeches, like crazy things we've done. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Well, there is that time that we found the weapon hidden in the tavern. This is a good one. No one's heard this one because we didn't even talk about it on the podcast because Usador, I think he hypnotized me and told me not to talk about it. But we've been working. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
We haven't heard it.
We've been working.
You just said nobody's heard this.
We've been working on this riddle for way too long, even. And we got to this part where it was like face to face with Swamps McGee, and like we drug Swamps McGee in here, and we were trying to get his help. But then we had this weird accident with an apple, and he got stuck in a wall. But then we had to like. We spent a whole day cutting his head off and we put it on a thing and then a compartment opened up and then there was a breaking of the three thing where we all like really hated each other for a day and we were fighting and then I had to like dig into the water and I found this statue of a Penelope, which I guess is like a weird, mysterious deer creature, and Usador says it's the weapon and it's very powerful and it could destroy a lot of stuff, and we're still trying to figure it out. But anyway, that's our Chunt. That's our Chunt.
Is that really your fucking speech?
Drew, fuck you! He's fuck fucking, you, Drew!
Jesus!
Fuck you, Drew!
I'm with Drew.
Well, I'm gonna get into the reception.
Okay.
And Tussidor and I are gonna consummate our marriage.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
if you wanna gather around and watch, and
do we have to?
Yep, that's the law.
Okay.
All right, everyone, gather around.
Ooh, I love this part. Ooh, I love how slippery the floor is and how everything's, like, greasy and slimy. Oh, this has been prepared very well.
May I have this sex?
Aww.
With a consummation about to start, I'm really regretting that I mic'd this place up so well to hear everything.
Eleanor, do you think if I wasn't killed by that 40th arrow, we would have made it?
Oh, Hugo.
I don't know if it's the Rainbow Bulls talking or the fact that you took two rings out of your nipples, but I remember the love we had, and it's coming back.
I remember making love to you in the middle of a dance floor, and that's when we conceived Shanti.
Yes.
Yes. And only though you are driving me insane today,
I'm sorry,
talking about the Dark Lord, you're still so handsome.
Damn, will they, won't they? Who knows?
Too bad we can't make love again, because that troll took my penis immediately after I died.
Yes, well, I'm certainly not lost on love. You know, just watching someone consummate something on the dance floor, that's just another Wednesday night at the commune.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at him go.
Usidor, have you ever watched one of these before?
Oh, hundreds, yes.
Yes.
Are those bees getting bigger?
Oh. I think they are, yeah.
I think I'm... Hey, Usidor, I'm just gonna... I don't think I need to watch this whole thing. I think I'm gonna go out and get some
you
hair.
You have to watch the whole
Arnie,
thing.
Arnie, come right here. I've saved you a spot up close to the
no,
front.
No, I think I'm gonna... I'll be right back. I'm just gonna make sure everything is set up for the other
I'll hold you
stuff.
Tightly, physically, so you don't need to wonder whether or not you should leave.
Oh, okay.
Arnie, no one has ever left one of these before.
Never?
If you leave now, who knows what might happen?
Look at all that honey.
I ate a bee. It just flew into my mouth. Oh, well, another wow. Rainbow bowl for me.
That's good luck. Ooh, I'm so drunk.
Oh, are you feeling all right? Do you need me to take you home on my horse tonight?
No, of course I have to stay through the consummation, and then we have to have our dances. Oh, we're going to dance out of Usidor. Oh, we're going to dance. Oh, it'll be so fun. Should we dance like they're dancing?
Oh,
a funny joke I just made about dancing like consummation. Oh, look how much they're putting their thing, all their parts together in different ways. Shapes. Oh, this is like geometry.
Oh, it's puzzling. Yes, indeed.
No one ever leaves? Like, not even to beat traffic?
No, there's people outside who will bludgeon you. Anyway, Usidor, you're so funny.
Oh.
I loved your speech, your whole everything. The part about the massages. You know, massages should flow freely. I actually have a little tear-away part of the back of my dress, and if you tear it away, you can massage.
Oh, well, here, I'll just tear that off right now.
Oh, my...
Damn, did anyone notice there's a giant horse peeking in through the door? Everybody wants to see this.
And there's no one said you can't give massages during the consummation.
Wait, I've heard this one before. Don't open the horse up. There might be an army inside.
Theron, if somebody opens up that horse, they're going to find 2 dozen toxic eggs.
Can't wait for the smell and the gas.
Time for another rainbow ball.
I don't mean to alarm anybody, but Tucidor's looking a little bit strange. Like, I'm really only looking with my peripheral vision, but...
Arnie, we know you don't like Tucidor, but there's no reason to bring that up now.
Usidor, I am fine with Tucidor. My dislike of Drew is totally distracting me from how much I don't like Tucidor right now. But I am saying, this is Chunt's special day, this is their marriage, and Tucidor is expanding at a weird rate right
now.
Look
at your friend. Look at your friend on the floor right now, making love to his new husband. And look at the way his husband is expanding, and the way his eyes are bulging out of his...
That's not... I mean, oh. I don't think any of us know what happens when a shapeshifter has sex with, like, wizard runoff, but, like...
Twizzard.
With a twizzard? Do we know that this isn't, some kind of twist-castrophe could happen?
Oh, no. This could be a magical twexplosion.
I've seen this before. One time I got into a little bit of trouble in China one time.
Who's China?
She's a woman who lives down in the forest. Don't go see her, because you'll have big trouble in little China.
It sort of sounds like Tucidor's trying to say something.
Oh, the light. Look, I can't even look directly at them anymore.
It's so beautiful.
This looks bad, everyone.
I'm more turned on than I've ever been.
Even the evil people are concerned. This is not good.
Hugo, will you get me another rainbow bowl?
It doesn't look right. This looks terrible.
This is not good. He looks bad.
Remember me. What the fuck?
Shunt!
Arnie, what the fuck?
I think... I think Tucidor exploded. Like, oh, not in a metaphorical way. No. Like, he literally... There's honey everywhere.
Still a badger. What happened?
Look at me. Everything's going to be all right. I don't know what happened, but we're going... Everything's going to be
fucking all right? We had one wedding and a funeral.
It's okay. What happened? I don't know. I guess... I guess if a shapeshifter and a twizzard have sex, the twizzard explodes.
Is this a joke you're telling?
I've never told a joke on this podcast.
Okay, well, we'll help clean this up while we'll...
Wait, what's that? What's that?
Oh,
there's a giant egg.
Giant egg? With bees. Was.
With bees floating around it.
Oh, Chant.
Is this him? What is this?
I don't know. Like Arnie said, this is new, uncharted territory.
Did we make this?
Chant, I'm so sorry. Chant. I think Tucidor's gone.
I didn't notice before, but Chant, the vial around your neck.
Yeah?
It's empty.
Oh my god.
Chant, you a daddy.
Oh.
I'm a daddy? Eggy baby? Is this my eggy baby?
I'm going to be a grandmother.
My eggy baby. This is my eggy baby.
But also, this is a curse. Everyone in our family, their spouse dies on their wedding day. I knew I didn't charge my crystals long enough. This is my fault.
I'm going to protect this egg with everything I got. And I know that not everyone liked Tucidor. And I know that a lot of listeners didn't like him either. But I don't care. My love doesn't need validation. My love doesn't need approval. I just didn't expect this to happen. I thought...
Yeah. You're right, buddy. I'm so sorry. Does anybody... Are we sure he didn't eat any... He did eat something, right? Beforehand? We're sure the Tucidor ate something?
He had a cinnamon roll.
Okay, good.
Has anyone seen Drew?
Oh my god, he's dead!
Nope, right here!
Oh, fuck. Look, Chun, I know we're making a lot of assumptions on what this egg is, but like... If this is your child, we'll protect it and we'll incubate it, or we'll check out a book from the library. We'll figure out what you do with giant eggs.
Everyone in Foon will help raise the child.
It takes a village.
It does. And I think that now, even though our spirits are very low and we're grieving, that you should still continue on with the final post-consummation dance. Maybe dance with the egg.
Oh, that would be lovely.
I'd really rather not.
I'll be honest, this has really thrown me for a loop. I was not expecting this at all.
Same. I wish we could take credit, but it's too incredible.
Yeah. Do we still want to, you know, at our, you know, unleash L?
That seems a bit much.
You're right. It's kind of probably already been unleashed. I mean, we did all the planning.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
I mean, do you want to go back and tell the Dark Lord why we called this off?
No way, Jose.
All right. All right. People of Hog's Face!
What? What?
Your doom is at hand on this, your happiest of days.
What are you doing?
What is this?
What are you doing right now?
We're trying to tell you what we're doing.
Watch out! Watch out below! Throwing some toxic eggs!
Baron, look, Chunt, he's been through a lot. Like, this is just not a good time.
This is in very poor taste.
Well, we can at least tell the Dark Lord that we tried.
Yeah.
Let's do this next week, maybe.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Next week, makes sense. You betray us next week?
Sorry,
maybe?
Everyone.
Yeah, stay off the mezzanine. It's a death.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah, Chun.
Can I tell you the worst thing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tucidor dying is awful, and I don't know if I'll ever recover, but...
You will. I bet you will.
Seeing one of his bees fly in my mom's mouth, I just don't. I never want to think of that again.
No. John, I don't know if this is a bad time, but a lot of people are pissed off because Usador turned everyone's horses into one big horse and now people can't leave.
Arnie, can you deal with this?
Oh, yeah, technically it is still your wedding. Don't worry about anything. Yeah, of course, buddy. I'll fix it. I'll figure out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're sure Drew's alive, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Drew, will you go check on something in the mezzanine?
You got it.
I love you, buddy. It's going to be okay.
I love you. Will you
get through this?
Will you use it, or...
Yes?
Arnie?
Yeah?
Will you help me raise the Ziggy baby?
Yeah.
Of course. We'll always be here for you, Trump. No matter what happens.
You guys know this tavern was magic?
Dad.
Oh, Hugo, you're such a dad. A sexy dad. Here is the key to my hotel room.
Oh. I'll need that because I can't go through the door.
Arnie?
Yeah?
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Will you inform Tusador's wife?
Okay. Yeah.
I'd ask Drew, but he's helping with something in the mezzanine.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to be able to do that. So, yeah, I'll find Tusador's wife and tell her. She wasn't invited to the wedding?
She was. I think she just chose to stay home.
Okay. No, I get it. No, I get that. Yeah.
Oh, be careful, Drew. You almost fell.
Whoop. Close call. I'm going to live forever.
Two tragedies.
No. All right. I'm going to do it. All right. Hey, it's me, Don, the transdimensional delivery man. How are you, Chun? Tusador. Thank you guys so much again for inviting us. We're having a great time. Look, no, stop it. I'm going to come get a drink in a second. We're hanging out. We got the whole crew here. I got Arnie Neekum. We're all laughing it up. This is my family. You are my family. I'm in a Joseph Abood suit. We have a lot to learn from you two. And I'm just saying, your vows, I mean, come on, Chun. I mean, you're insane, baby. That was nuts, man. You're fabulous. The sun was shining down on you all. And I got to go out there and party because they're pulling me away.
Well, I'm so sorry that tonight went so poorly.
But
it was a pleasure to see you.
Likewise, Usidor. And that massage you gave me after you tore that part off my dress was that was a bright spot in my evening.
Well, the massage you gave me when you tore off the part of my robe was also wonderful. I didn't realize there was a tree growing back there.
Yes. Oh, you didn't know about your secret tree?
No, I had no idea.
That tree could help you defeat the Dark Lord in only moments, if you know how to harness its power.
Really?
I was actually getting a little bit of pleasure from massaging your tree myself.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry that massaging that tree tore your arms off.
Oh, well, they've been torn off before. Don't worry.
Hey, not to be an asshole, can you guys not do this on the dance floor? You're standing on my dead husband's robes.
Oh, no, I've just had a little bit too much mead. Oh, I'm so sorry, Chunt. You're really the only person who's been nice to me. Arnie rejected me earlier.
What?
Yes, I didn't even know it was something I wanted. And then Chunt said, Arnie's in love with you. And then
what?
I said, what? Exactly what? Arnie said, no. It was so fast and so devastating.
Here he was plotting behind my back this whole time, when he knew how I felt for you.
You for me?
Yes, girl, I have feelings for you.
Oh, wow. This has come as a shock. You're not about to reject me, are you?
No, not at all. Perhaps... when we're not dancing upon a dead groom's robe, we could do something fun one night.
Oh, I would love that. Remember when I put a fluff stuffer up your butt? I'll never forget it.
Neither shall I.
So there you have it. A roller coaster ride of a story, with the only height requirement being that you'll endure what is surely a tall tale. Evil pigs, horse wizardry, exploding spouses, and what are we left with? A giant egg, surrounded by bees. While I'd like to think that there's some validity to this audio, some brand new mythos creation to be told through time, I can't help but feel like it's a hoax. I mean, despite the fact that I still don't know where my cat is. But if it's not, well, then I'm just curious. What's next?
Well, I don't think that one was the right podcast, but I don't know. What are you going to do? I mean, look at my cape. Do I look like I care? It says no regrets. Zero. Zero regrets today or ever. That's just how the High Time Queen lives her life. YOLO. Weddings, huh? Rough stuff? Yeah, well, guess what? I used to be married to Space Dracula. It sucked. Oops, okay, this is the part where I make up the fake actor names for all the people we just listened to. Let's see here, doodly-doo. Chunt and Tusador were played by Adil Rafai. Usador, the wedding officiant, was played by Matt Young. Father of the Badger, Hugo the Hunger Ghost, was played by Brett Lyons. Nice for him to show up. Mother of the Badger, Eleanor the Manticore, was played by Jill Fenstermaker. Germcrust was played by Mary Tilden. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Evil Tannikin the Pinglet was played by Sarah Fineout. Geez, you couldn't fit anyone else in there? Special thanks to Jason Weiser from Myths and Legends for bookending the episode. Wait, isn't that what I'm doing right? I don't, you know what? I don't even care. No regrets. The Myths and Legends theme song is by Broke for Free. Head over to mythsandlegends.com to subscribe to the show. And also special thanks to everyone who made a cameo in the episode. Really, there was more? Jess McKenna and Zach Reno from Off Book, John Sabine, Brooke Bright, overrated, Erica Elam, and Joey Romaine. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. There's little additional music in the episode by his old band, the Lesser Birds of Paradise. Sweet. That's nice. I could use that. I want to listen to that one. Are all the episodes this long? As a temp, am I eligible for overtime? Listen, I just want to know. This is allowing me to indulge in my passion projects. Tune in next week to see if they actually do anything with that stupid weapon or forgot that they even mentioned it.